Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. I know I'm 8 minutes. You feel late, but I've been on the air, been having a little problem with the computer. But we're going to go on anyway. We're not going to let the devil get the best of us today. And we'll have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this morning, Lord Jesus. I thank you for the topic that you have given me to talk about this morning, dear Heavenly Father. I rebuke the enemy on every hand that has come in and tried to sabotage and attack everything to keep this message from going forth to the radio listeners this morning, Lord. I give you grace, I give you honor, and I give you praise, Lord Jesus. Let it help someone that will be tuning in on this broadcast today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. Today, our topic is on breaking curses. And I know a lot of you all had tuned in today. And today, we're going to go from the Word of God. We're going to talk about definition of a curse. And the Word of God says, a curse is God's recompense in the life of a person and his or her descendants as a result of iniquity. The curse caused sorrow of heart, give demonic spirit legal entry into a family whereby they can carry out and perpetuate their wicked device. Today we're going to be talking about breaking the curses today, definition of a curse, and letting you know more about the demonic curses. And before I go anywhere else, I'm going to go from the Word of God, and it's talking about in Galatians 3 and 14. It states that the blessing of Abraham may come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Also, I'll be giving you different scriptures as we go today. And as I was reading on the different types of curses, it really, my mind, it really shook my foundation. We have, for instance, some say sexual perversion. That includes adultery, fornication, incest, homosexuality, lesbian, oral sex, sex, orgy, molestation, and rape. Then we have financial perversion. That's a definition of a curse also. That includes misuse of money, unjust gain, cheating, gambling, covetousness, not honoring God by your tithing. We also have religious perversion, includes idolatry, worshiping idols. We have spiritual perversion, including witchcraft, voodoo, sorcery, divination, occult. We have behavior perversion, including perverse ways, pride, rebellious, drunkenness, murder, returning evil for good, sinful attitude. And then we have familial perversion, include perversion of the family order, as Ahab and Jezebel spirit, men not taking leadership, dominating female, rebellious children of any kind. And as I was reading this, it was given all in the Word of God. You can read in Lamentation also in 3 and 65, talking about giving them sorrow of heart. Also in Lamentation 3 and 66, talking about persecution and destroying them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. Here we have destruction. When you think about destruction, it can be destruction. Well, when you open the door, curses open the door for the spirit of destruction to work with other spirits to destroy certain areas of an individual life. Destruction of the mind. That includes spirits of mental illness, schizophrenia, insanity, madness, confusion. These are curses. Destruction of the finances includes spirit of poverty, lack, death, and financial failure. All these are curses. Destruction of the body includes spirit of sickness, infirmities, disease, and plagues. And as I was going through, I was reading this in the Word of God. Curses come as a result of God's divine justice, recompensing the iniquity of the father into the bosom of the children, causing sorrow of heart, opening the door for evil spirits, giving them the legal right to persecute and destroy by carrying out and perpetuating that evil device in the lives of people under curse. The result of all sin is death and destruction. Curse will eventually result in death and destruction. A curse is like a shadow that follows a person. It is a dark cloud that covers an individual, family, or nation of people. If this cloud is not lifted, it will destroy those under the power. Jesus came, he died, and rose again to provide redemption from all curses. He does not desire for us to be ignorant of spiritual things. A knowledge of curse, how to identify them and break them, is an indispensable tool in the believer, also to destroy the work of the devil. So now we're going to start identifying some of the curse. And the gift of discerning of spirit would help develop workers discerning which spirit is operating in a person's life. You need to have the discerning of the spirit. And the gift of the word of knowledge can reveal the name of the curse and how far back it needs to be broken. Detection is simply seeing the problem and knowing something of the family history of the person for whom you are praying. Some people have a limited knowledge of what sin may have been practiced by their ancestors. Of course, no one knows everything that has taken place in or his or her family history. For our knowledge is limited at best. The manifestation of the Spirit is needed in many of these cases. Having a knowledge of curse and breaking them with a general prayer is good for everyone seeking deliverance. Since our knowledge of curse is limited, we must trust the Holy Spirit to give us the name of specific curse if necessary. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will pursue demons to tell a deliverer worker the name of the curse that they are operating through. So you have to be careful when you're operating, going into the demonic, pulling out of these spirits. You better know what you are doing. And you call that when it's given to you through the Holy Spirit. Call that demonic spirit out. Call it by name, because you can't pacify it and think it's gone. It's got to come out by name. Some curses need to be identified and broken by name, because some demons will attempt to use those unidentified curses as a legal right to stay within that person. Some demons are very stubborn and will not give up their ground simply because the worker said, in Jesus' name, I break all curses. No, you have to call that curse out by name. Even though these demonic spirits have no legal right to stay based on Galatians 3 and 13, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. They will stay attempting to stay if the curse has not been specified, identified, and broken. We need to be as thorough as possible, leaving no stone unturned in the ministry of deliverance. As I was reading through the word of God and coming on different scriptures, don't you know it can be a curse of the womb that someone can inflict it? And I was reading Jeremiah 32 and 18 saying, thy recompense the iniquity of the father and to the bosom of their children after them. And then as I was reading Psalms 51 and 5, I hope you have your paper and pencil today. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. My. Psalms 58 and 3 said, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. And then we go over to Brother Isaiah 48 and 8. And it says, for I know that thou wouldst deal very treacherously and was called a transgression from the womb. Children can be born with curses because of the iniquity of the father. David stated that he was conceived in iniquity. Remember that iniquity is the cause behind curse. Children conceive in adultery, fornication, drunkenness, rejection, and rape are especially vulnerable to demonic attacks and open to various curses. Because of curse, demons can enter a child while still in the womb. When I read that just shook my mind on how the enemy can come in and attack our children. Curses can affect the household. Even though the Lord deal with individuals, he also look upon and deal with the unit, which is the household. In Acts 16 and 31, it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Proverbs also states, 14 and 11, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown. Proverbs 15 and 25 also say, the Lord will destroy the house of the proud. Wickedness, iniquity can affect the entire household, including the children born into that household. Certain spirits operate in certain households because of curses. Are there curses operating in your household today? Check it. Check out what's going on in your house today. And how to diagnose a curse that's within you or in your house? In order to effect a true remedy, you must be able to make a proper diagnosis. Without a correct diagnosis, you will not be able to get to the root of the problem. If the diagnosis is a curse, then the remedy is breaking the curse, according to Galatians 3 and 13, which we read earlier. And the word diagnosis defined to recognize by signs and symptoms, to analyze the cause or nature of. And remember, a diagnosis is an investigation or analysis of the cause or nature of a condition, a situation, or a problem. Just think about, for example, when a person goes to the doctor for a physical problem, the first thing that the doctor would do is run tests to diagnose the problem. The doctor would then prescribe medication based on the diagnosis. The correct diagnosis is necessary to effect a cure. Now, just think about that. When you go to the doctor, the first thing they start doing, you tell them what your complaints are. The first thing, the next thing they're going to do is start running tests on you. And when they run that blood test, it's in the blood. It's going to show what's going on. And there are many believers in the body of Christ who are dealing with curses, but have not made the correct diagnosis of their problem. The enemy is able to hide and operate in their lives because he has not been diagnosed. Demons operate through curses and will continue to do so in the lives of believers. Even though they have been redeemed from the curse, if these curses remain undetected and are not dealt with, I'm going to give you 7 common indications of a curse. And I hope you have your paper and pencil where you can write them down today. The first one is chronic financial problem. The second one is chronic sickness and disease. God didn't put sickness upon us and disease. That's from the attack from the enemy. Female problem. Being accident prone. Every time you look around, somebody is having an accident. Marital problems with your marriage. Premature death. You've seen where so many young people and people, you say, well, they died at such an early age. They weren't sick. And a lot of times we'll say, well, it's their time. But just bear along with me today while we're on this here. Mental illness. I have included 2 more indications that we have seen in ministry deliverance. If you have a delivery ministry, you know what I'm talking about. Mistreatment and abusing by other people include mental, physical, and sexual abuse and rejection, receive no favor, no mercy, and bring a victim of cruelty and violence. Wandering, vagabondness, no place to rest or live. You know, people like that, constantly moving from house to house, city to city, job to job, relationship to relationship. I know you radio listeners have come across, if it's not you yourself, you have come across people with these different attributes. statements such as these can be a sign of curse at work. I seem to take one step forward and two steps backward. How many of us did that? Nothing ever seemed to work out for me. That's what you're saying right now. I never can seem to get ahead. How many of us have said that? I knew something bad would happen. Why would you even think that? If it was not for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. All these are cliches that the men and women of God are using. This always happened to me. It happened to my parents, and now it is happening to me. That's a curse. Let's look at the indication, a symptom of curse in depth. There are many people who struggle financially because of curse. They never can seem to escape unexpected bills, accident causing additional bills, loss of money, car breakdown, mechanical malfunction, losing money such as your purse, your wallet, loss to thieves, and high interest rate. When you think about that, men and women of God, just think about how you're struggling. You don't pay your tithes and your offering like the word of God said in Malachi. You're a curse with a curse. And when you're a curse with a curse, only God can lift that curse. You have to do what the word of God said. And how many unexpected bills we have when you don't pay your tithes and when you don't do with the finances God have told you to do. Just when it seemed to get ahead financially, something happened to set you back. This can be true even if a person earns a lot of money. Again, for some people, there is no logical explanation as to why they should not be further ahead financially. I know a lot of you that's listening today saying, I should be further advanced in my business, on my job, my 401k, my saving bond. I know a lot of you have thought about that today as I'm bringing some of these things to the forefront where you can realize some of the things that you're going through. The spirit of destruction worked through this curse to destroy personal finance. Spirit of poverty, lack, and death operate through this curse. As I continue on reading the word in Haggai 1 and 6, it says, ye have sowed much and bring in little. Ye eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earned wages to be put it into a bag with holes. How many of you all have said, I know I had $100, and for the life of me, within an hour, you cannot tell where did that $100 go to. It was like walking around with holes in your pocket. You didn't even have a receipt to show where you put that $100. How many places did you spend that $100? Your income disappeared as though you was putting it into pockets filled with holes. Ecclesiastes 2 and 23 says, for all his days are sorrow, and his travail grief, yet his heart taken not rest in the night. This is also vanity. People are losing their homes right now, foreclosure all through the land. We're going to talk a little bit about housing. Problem with housing includes foreclosure, cruel and unfair landlords, fires, floods. You know how many fires we'll be having throughout the land, how many floods, continuous eviction, people being evicted every day, wandering, vagabonds. You're worried about the light, your gas, your telephones being shut off, your houses being vandalized, burglarized, you're having heating problem, plumbing problem, roofing problem, and other household repairs that drain your finances. We go right back down to the finances. And then we'll turn right back around and we're going to put work in it. So many people are unemployed. symptoms of curses related to work include job layoff. Just think about how many jobs have been laid off in the United States in the last couple of months, just in the week alone. You get your pink slip. Companies closing down. Have you ever known, except for the depression, how many companies are actually closing down? Fired for wrong reason. You can go in and don't look right, and they can fire you, and nothing be said. Missing days because of sickness, which your enemy has attacked at your body with. Accidents on the job. Abuse from bosses. Fellow employees. Sexual harassment. All this is under curses. Going from job to job. Can't keep a job. Can't hold down a job. Can't find a job. Just missing a job. Day late and a dollar short. How many times have we said that? We always say we're at the wrong place at the wrong time. The result of this is frustration and discouragement, followed by sadness, sorrow, depression, despair, despondent, anger, bitterness. Then we come down to the chronic sickness and disease. That's a curse. That's the second sign of a curse, is chronic sickness and disease. And chronic means marked by long duration of frequent occurrence, constantly vexing, weakening, or troubling. Sign of a curse includes sickness from childhood that persists throughout life, sickness and infirmities that will not respond to medication or treatment, sickness that won't respond to prayer in the history of certain illness in the family. How many people have you known in the last couple of years have come up with so much high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, cancer, sickle cell, anemia, bone disease, and blood and respiratory disease? As you think about this here, we take things lightly when we read things in the paper, in magazines, or we see things come on TV in the air. But when you really think about all the things that's happening, just like the swine flu hit, they could not say where the swine flu really originated other than Mexico. But what caused the swine flu? What caused people to start getting sick, close down jobs, close down school? That's a demonic attack. That's a curse. And when I was reading about Eve in the Word of God in Genesis 1 and 22, this was the third sign of curse, is female problem. This curse affects the area of reproductivity. Barrenness and lack of productivity is often symptoms of a curse. When the Lord blessed the man and the woman in the Garden of Eden, he said, not me, the Word of God said, be fruitful and multiply. Fruitfulness and multiplication are always the sign of blessing. I have ministered in areas of the world where barrenness was a major problem. Many of the women who came forth for prayer was believing God to conceive and bear children. Another symptom of a curse in this area is miscarriage. Women who have had repeated miscarriage need ministering to be delivered from grief, from sadness, depression. So you think about it, as you read the scripture, and I know you're thinking, now how can that be a curse? But today I'm just bringing you to the forefront on identifying and breaking generational curse. When I got ready to study on this topic, everything that looked like a come up, even with the computer this morning, I was on ready to go in there, and it just like froze or went out on its own. Because God know, somebody need to hear this message today. Somebody is seeking, what can I do? You've never heard of so many divorces and separations in families, or chronic organ fighting between mates. That may be an indication of a curse and a need of deliverance from marriage breaking up spirits. You have to go to God. You're going to have to read the word of God for yourself. You're going to have to ask God to give you direction in your life of what exactly is going on. You, when you know you've done all you can and things keep happening, that's time for you to go to God and say, God, I need to find out within me, is it something in me? Is it something that the enemy is trying to attack with me, is trying to abort the baby that you have in me to be delivered, to do what you say do? And mental problem. Ooh, that's the seven signs of a cure is mental problem. If so many people have madness, insanity, confusion, especially if there's a history of this in the family. So you have to go to the word of God. Deuteronomy 28:28 said, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Deuteronomy 28:28 say, the Lord will drive the distraction, all benign and craziness in their will. The problem of mental illness remains baffled to the psychiatrist today. They're trying to treat a spiritual problem with a humanity theory and drug. You have to go to God. Abuse. That's another sign of a curse. It's mistreatment and abuse. This can include a physical abuse, beating, robbers, abusive marriage, always being involved in abusive relationships, sexual abuse, including rape and incest, verbal abuse, always coming under abusive attack for no apparent reason. Mistreatment and abuse come from not only individual, but also entire families and every nation of people. It's not just in your family, it's around the world. And we have to break the cycles, men and women of God today. Another way to describe a curse, whether it is working in the area of finance, sickness, accident, bad marriage, or another area, is the word cycle. There is always a cycle of bad things occurring and inclements of time. But a person under curse always seems to end up back at point zero. It's like a recurring nightmare that repeats itself over and over and over again. I refer to the results as a cure, as a demonic cycle in the life of an individual, family, or nation. Until the curse is broken, the cycle will repeat itself over and over again. I'm going to tell you from reading the Word of God three things that you can tell how curses are operated. They come upon you, they pursue you, and they overtake you. To come upon means to show up. When a curse shows up, people's first reaction is to try to get away from it, then try to escape and flee from it. They do this everything in their power to dodge it and shake it. However, the second characteristic of a curse is that it pursues you no matter what, where the person turns, a curse will chase after him. To pursue means to follow in order to overtake, capture, kill, or defeat. The third thing a curse does is overtake. In other words, it will eventually catch up with a person and overcome him. When a person is overtaken by a curse, the curse begins to work out its intent, which is to destroy. Today I'm hoping that something that I'm telling you about the different curses that's occurring in the land, but we have to know how to break the curses. Curses are broken based on the verse of scriptures. This verse speaks of our redemption as legal, but not automatic. When Jesus purchased for us through his blood on the cross, has to be appropriate by faith. If we have trusted in the atoning work of Christ, then we, far as eternal salvation is concerned, we are secure. Remember, curses are often generational. They can affect many generations after the injury, iniquity has been committed. Some curses need to be broken 5, 10, 20, even 25 generations back on back, sides of the family. And today, I'm telling everyone that have generation curses on them, I'm going to pray a prayer of deliverance for you today. I repent of any sins in my life or ancestry I live that have resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, rebellious, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lustry, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement. I ask for your forgiveness and cleanness through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope today something was said on this line. In case you don't know, these are some of when you are being delivered from the demonic manifestation. These are some of the common manifestation. You know you're being delivered from a demon. It's coughing, drooling, vomiting, spitting, foaming, crying, screaming, sighing, roaring, belching, yawning, and exhaling. My pastor brought something to my mind one day, and I kept yawning and couldn't. I didn't feel sleepy. I didn't know why I was yawning and why I was belching, and I shouldn't have gas. And as I was reading the word and reading upon identifying and breaking curses, it was before my eyes. So I hope today, callers, that you were listening in on identifying and breaking the curses. The result of deliverance is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, coming from Romans, the 14th chapter and the 17th verse. When devils are cast out, the kingdom of God has come. And that's taken from Matthew, the 12th, 28. So I hope something was said today, and if y'all would like me to talk more on identify and breaking curses, just email me or come on Blog Talk and just let me know you would like to know more about it, or you can come on and share with me of something that I may not know on identifying and breaking generational curse. And keep your deliverance, it means reading God's word daily. Find a group of Bible-believing people. Pray with the understanding and in tongues. Place the blood of Jesus on yourself and your family. Determine as early as you can which spirit has been cast out of you. Make a list for these areas Satan will try to recapture, because he's going to come through and see if it's a door open. The way demons gain re-entry through a lax, undisciplined through life. Pray to the Father, asking him to make you alert, sober, and vigilant against wrong thoughts. And my last thing is, have the authority to loose the anger of the angels of the Lord to battle the demon. Blind the demon. Loose upon the spirit of destruction and bring justice from the Lord Jesus Christ. Also loose warring angels upon the demon. And until next week, this is Joanne Peace Outreach, your host, Minister Sadie Yellett. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. yourself. Depression is all around, but God is present help. Well, the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak on yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, as I minister to you, oh, I minister to myself. Life can hurt you so.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm blessed by the best.
Good.
God save the Lord.
Good. You have a paper and pencil handy. I want to give you a number.
I'm in the car right now.
Oh, you're in the car? Okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to let you know that the number has changed. We've used the same code to get on the prayer line in case you decide to call one morning, but they was having so much problem to give us a new line.
Okay.
So,
but
whenever you have time, you can just call Evangelist Ann and she can give it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, then. Bye-bye. Hello?